Blog Talk Radio.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Drought and famine, natural disasters. My baby has been around for me. Kingdoms are falling, angels be calling. None of that could ever make me leave. Yeah. Every time I look into your eyes, I see it. You're all I need. Every time I get a bit inside, I feel it. Ooh, who could have thought I'd get you?
Okay.
Who wants to know what that song was? Or who can tell me what that song was? While you guys are formulating that answer for me, man. Great morning to all of our people on Blog Talk Radio that are listening in live right here on The Grind. Great morning, everybody on Facebook. Why don't you dial the folks up on IG? Dial the folks up on IG so we can include IG today, and we're gonna put this fancy gadget on the computer. We don't take that out of the case, guys. We're gonna be real unscripted today. Take it out of the case. We're gonna be real unscripted as we always are on this show, and we're going to let's have some fun, man. Let's have some fun. We're gonna do the roll call here. We're gonna do the roll call here in a moment, and get let's do it on this side.
I have this.
I don't think that's gonna work, but could be wrong. Not always, right?
Roll call.
Hold on, yo. Hold on.
Happy Thanksgiving, Karen. Happy Thanksgiving, all.
Oh, you know what? Put this new case on here. That's the problem. Put it on your
Thursday morning.
Use your doohickey since you got that rocking. So if you want to dial into this show live, man, hear it. If you happen to be listening to this on your computer, you happen to have another phone, or you know, go grab your house phone or whatever, because we want you guys to be able to chime in and say something on the show this morning. If you want to, some of you are shy, but that's okay. But what we're going to do this morning is going to be fun. We definitely want to be able to give some thanks this morning and talk about the things that we're thankful for. And in order to do that, you know, we want to make sure
it's not just all about one day. It's about, you know, being thankful every day for what you have, not just waiting for one day, right? To say when Thanksgiving comes, I'm going to get super extra thankful. But it's just a day that we remember where we are, where we've been, what we've been through. Man, there are so many people around the world that that don't have the opportunity to actually be a part of a day called Thanksgiving. Okay. Because even though we have a Thanksgiving holiday, man, there are a lot of people that just don't have right now. And we really want you guys to really think back. Think long and hard this morning on the things that you're thankful for that you may have, that you may take for granted sometimes. It's like, you know, I got food, I got running water, you know, I'm able to walk my refrigerator and get clean water. I'm able to just pick a food and eat some of it and then, you know, toss the rest away if I get full. A lot of people don't have, we call it, you know, we don't want to overeat. We don't, you know, I didn't want any more of that, so I just threw it away. But we have, there are people in the world that really, man, they go through. But there's a lot to be thankful for, you know, this morning. So we're going to do something here in a minute, and it's going to be fun. We're going to get some people on the line.
Oh, really?
This morning. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Share this out. I don't care whoever's up today. Whoever's up, we got plenty of time. Let's do the roll call. Let me give you guys a number first. 657-383-1291.
Yeah,
1291. I'll be playing it over and over in my head. 657-383-1291. Dial in if you lose, or just, you know what, dial in because you know you guys need to help the show with their ratings, right? You got to help us with our ratings. We got to get our ratings up, so we need you guys to dial in. And plus, you won't be able to talk on the show and everybody hear you unless you dial into The Grind.
Right.
Okay? 657. Sam, can you put it in there?
That's
657-38. That's all. I got it. 657-383-1291. Boom. That's the number you dial into. I want to see the numbers go up, so that we know we got some people that want to talk. Definitely if you want to talk this morning, all right? We'll be live on The Grind. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is aired globally on Blog Talk Radio. So once this episode is over, people around the world will be able to see it. Let's do a little call.
All right, let's see who we got checking in this morning. All right. I see Tawana checking in from Orlando, Rachel right here in Miami, Francisca, I believe, Chiquita, Tatiana, all the way on the West Coast. You up early, yes, if you went to bed. You probably didn't go to bed.
Tatiana ain't cooking, Tatiana. I don't know how to cook.
Mal, I see you, Nadira, Cassandra, Raquel, yes, elderly Williams. All right, Elena, McCann, Brinson, all the way right here in Miami. Right. Yes, I see you, Sabrina. Welcome to the grind. Harold Scott, Hope Richardson from the ATL.
What's going on, Harold? See you, man.
Sis Karen Hayes.
Cole, what's up, girl?
ATL, we got Adrian. Let's see what we got over here on IG. We got some people over here, you know, on IG. We got We got all these names on IG.
My
we got Old Boss Lady and Nana.
Old Boss Lady, right?
About that, T chiming in over here. Yes. Football Mom, Nikki, Jeffy, Marie, Kimberly. I see you, Sean, Miss Karen. So many of you guys. Coach Venus. McCoy, Lynn, Freeman,
Coach Venus, all right.
Coach Tashani, Rachel. We got some people chiming in over here on
IG. 288-2887. Yes. What's going on? What's popping?
Yes.
Great to have you guys, man. Just bright and early Thursday morning.
Coming out of 954. All right.
Kush.
That's what's up.
You know what Kush is.
That's who's joining us this morning. What up?
I got an idea.
All right.
So I'm eating my oatmeal this morning, and we're gonna get into talking about stuff here in a moment. But my morning routine.
Got my Delgado in my cup. Go ahead.
Yeah, my morning routine, man, is oatmeal and coffee. Sam knows I love this little oatmeal in a cup. I got to put water in. Boom, boom, boom. You got pecans in it, apples, raisins, good stuff, right? So.
Good morning,
okay. Anthony. Good morning, gorgeous.
Y'all check out our cup. We so special. Right? Y'all check out our cup. Good morning, handsome. Good morning, gorgeous. Yes.
So I'm going to do something in a minute.
Y'all screen a little short over here.
I'm going to call my parents in a minute.
For real?
Yeah. Y'all never met my parents, never heard from my parents. Some of y'all never even seen my parents. But I'm going to call my parents. You know, I'm a mama's boy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. But
how many mama boys out there this morning? I can't see your comments. They're
right there.
And no, but we see them.
Oh, nobody told us what the song is. What was this song that I was just playing?
So they waiting for you to give them a contest. What you gonna?
I ain't giving away nothing. It's just get the answer. Why y'all always want something? Well, at least Pam think y'all always want something, right?
Ain't like a challenge. I want to see all your comments, but they're all down below.
Hit new comments. Hit it. There you go. Now you can scroll back up on.
Thank you, Lisa. Great morning. Happy Thanksgiving,
Sabrina, darling. Say Kush is a type of weed. That's what I thought it was. Instagram over here.
If y'all don't know, I'm for real a little slow.
I ain't that much faster than her because I'm not out there like that.
I just grew up a little.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Red. Lisa is not still cut. For all my people on Blog Talk Radio Land, man, if you want to dial in with us, chime in on Facebook Live. Mine is Nathan McCray, right on Facebook. And you can participate in the comments and the whole nine. So man, let's jump into it because let me see who's actually on. Who wants? If you actually want to say something on the radio this morning, I see a lot of y'all are shy, right? Mm-hmm. If you actually want to say something on the radio this morning, guys, let us know. Dial in. I'm not gonna Twitter. You know, probably one of the most intimidating things in the world, right next to fighting a lion. So, no problem.
I can kind of agree with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It used to be a problem for
us. Right, because that was a huge problem of mine. I don't know that I can't ever run, but I couldn't talk on a call or anything without being a friend. And you're like, why? These people don't know me. These people can't see me. But yet, there's that level of fear. So, you know, it's crazy to say.
Yeah. Streets is, can y'all be out of money? Absolutely.
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 That's all we do all day, every day. Even while we sleep.
We're going to call you Wee Man. So,
stop. That's not
so
nice.
What do you name this thing? He know what that is.
What we do for a living, we change lifestyle, for real. And that's our challenge, all right? As we give away some holiday cash, all right? I'm sorry.
We give them not cool.
I'm taking over your show.
About 13 grand. This is our show today.
Okay.
About 13 grand we're giving away.
Yeah.
That's how you can get some money. All right. So
go get the money. Go get the money.
So
ask
what are y'all
how.
Thankful for, man? Because we take so many things for granted, even from the biggest things to the very, very small, minute things. The fact that we can even jump on this thing and be seen globally is something to be thankful for. You know, the fact that we can even sit outside and relax on a Thursday morning, you know, and not have to worry about getting shot at or not have to worry about, you know, something adverse happening to us. The fact that we have a house to live in, the fact that we have, you know, the fact that you have an apartment, a house, a car to drive, if you got a bicycle to ride. I mean, my point is that there's always something to be thankful for. Sometimes we get caught up on what we don't have and too busy worrying about what we don't have, what we're trying to get, than to appreciate what we actually have and what we actually have. In order to keep it, we have to be thankful for what we have. You know, the ability to do whatever we have to do every single day, we take for granted sometimes. Even having my beautiful wife here with me, you know, every day, every morning, waking up every morning, you know, seeing her face. You know, I could roll over and my pillow could be empty. I don't know.
Right.
I'm like, what would my life be? And some of you can say, you know, the same thing. But some of you can be thankful for the fact that, you know, maybe you didn't rush into a relationship and get the wrong person and roll over and you got the wrong person laying on your pillow. And you like, how do I get rid of them? So be thankful for that too, as well. So there's so many things
right.
to be thankful for, and we have to realize that today. It's just symbolic of the reminder that says, be thankful. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We, you know, the turkey, the cranberry, you know. That's just a reason to eat and get a little bigger.
More food.
Yeah. You know,
right.
Yeah, the whole, you know, the pagan holiday, you know, all of that's that. But to me, it's just a day that we chose, you know, to be thankful, you know. And you spend days the way you want to spend them around here, just like Halloween. We don't do Halloween here. So we our kids say, can we go trick-or-treating? That's, you know, we say absolutely not. You can't go trick-or-treating, and can't nobody come by our house to get no trick-or-treat candy. Right? So why do we do that? Right? You know, we turn the light off. Don't come up here, the light is off. It ain't spooky. That means we ain't giving away no candy. Right? Because, you know, you got this day and age, man, it's not like it used to be. You know, you go out with your kids. And you don't know what's going to happen on tonight. So we just don't set ourselves up for that fall just so our kids can say, I want to dress up in a scary costume. No,
Brianna,
we let our son dress
now
up
is
as
28.
A...
I can guarantee
right.
you she can't tell you not one time she ever, other than to go to a hallelujah party at church, right?
Well.
Not one time. So, yeah, we never, but that's one thing that we never gave into, no matter what, even though they get, you know, kind of pulled in by the oppression.
Oh,
like
yeah,
that.
The school is all in it, man.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't give away candy because we don't want anybody's child going back saying they got sick and then go backtrack and say, well, these are all of the houses that I actually got candy from. And we just want to make sure that our house isn't those houses on the list. You can get houses. You can get candy from the McCray house. I'll tell you that much. Because people are doing crazy things. They put stuff in the candy. It's susceptible to that. So you just got candy, you know, from the store if they want some candy. At least we know there's a level of it being safe there. At least somewhat. So what do you think about that, Pam?
Think about the whole Halloween. It's Thanksgiving. I was going to say, how we get off on
we on holidays, period.
Oh, holidays in general. Well, you know what? I think that, you know, as far as Thanksgiving, and it just being it's something in which we have to always wake up every single day and be thankful for. Because many times, we just end up taking for granted the little things that matter in life. You know, literally, one of the things that I could say, like, you know, every day this week we've been getting up and we've been riding our bikes, you know, to the gym. We have a gym right here in our neighborhood. And, you know, just to wake up, you know, when you really get yourself to the point where you just wake up and you just say, thank you, Lord, for another day, opening my eyes, you know, to be great, to know that we have purpose. And many times as I'm just riding down, you know, through the neighborhood on the bike, I just look up and I just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and take in the beauty of the things that we've been allowed to be blessed with, like the palm trees and the grass and to see the ducks and the, you know,
and the crazy birds that come peck on the bed.
Right. You know, that, what do you call those things that's walking around the neighborhood all the time? What are they?
Ducks, iguanas.
Oh, they okay. Yeah, the ducks.
Yeah, the ducks, Pam.
Walk around the neighborhood, you know, and you just really begin to understand.
Poop on the driveway.
That there's nothing in life. You know, there's always going to be the ups and the downs and the challenges that we have to go through in life, but we cannot allow ourselves to be focused on the issues that, you know, that are going to happen anyway. Instead, we have to realize that it's a part of life, but you got to take the time out to really enjoy the moment. Take the time out to really enjoy and just breathe, you know, not just on Thanksgiving. See, this is a day in which many, many people are just going to come together and have some fun and celebrate one another and relax and, you know, eat and, you know, imagine, you know, life is like this, supposed to be like this every day, you know, not just on Thanksgiving, not just on a holiday. You know, to where, you know, we have some type of a balance. Yes, we have to go through our everyday lives, you know, doing what we got to do, working, building businesses, taking care of the family, you know, running here, running there, doing this, making sure the bills get paid, all of that. But at the end of the day, find that moment in every day, not just on Thanksgiving, to really begin to live life to the fullest, because that's what ends up happening. If we allow ourselves to get sidetracked in this world to truly come into our life and to allow us to get stressed out, and it just ain't worth it, you know? So, you know, on this Thanksgiving, I just want to say to each and every one of you, for real, take the time to live. Breathe. Just sit back and breathe. And do it every day.
Breathe.
Not just on the days you got off, right? For real. Do it every day. And be thankful, right?
So I'm going to play a song, then I'm going to call my mom and them.
That's gonna be interesting.
And I'm getting my mama on the line, and I didn't tell her I was calling her, so God only knows what she gonna say. And then Pam's gonna call somebody. I don't know who she gonna call.
Oh, Lisa said like Christian with Pam. Yeah,
no, Christian.
Lisa?
Christian is
Lisa.
Man, that's a whole nother show, because that dude is a mama's boy.
One thing
on
I
steroids.
Know is that my son loves his mama. Okay. I tell you 20 times a day. And if you don't answer his call, and you know what? Since he's been in college, he FaceTimes me all the time. Okay? So I get FaceTime all throughout the day. And if I don't answer, he's going to keep on FaceTiming midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning when he up on his computer trying to figure out his homework. Just whenever. Right? Cook 3D. And happy Thanksgiving. Absolutely.
So I think Desiree was the one that
you
got
too. Happy
this song.
All right, you're going to Tampa. All right, let's connect so we can make some more money, all right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, we ain't trying to do what you're doing, though. trying to get a lot of
tea over here.
So that's right, Desiree, it was Get You. That song was Get You by, I like it too, by Callie, right? Callie, you could kind of
be your soul. I ask people, you don't
I
even
like
know
it.
What it is.
I just said it's right there. I have it written down. It ain't crazy.
Okay.
And I ain't got it written. I don't know everything. I have to write it down too,
we'll
man.
Talk. We flip some tea together.
Shoot.
For real. That's
so
that C turn. Now listen, we got some tea that turned that created millions of dollars. Okay, so let's talk tea.
I love this song right here, guys. I'm gonna let you hear this song, and then we come back. We're gonna call. When we come back. We're gonna call my mom.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What I do with my baby?
Yes. Chipped up from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Unscripted conversation, but you know.
Sabree said you're not supposed to eat Thanksgiving.
What?
Not supposed to eat breakfast on Thanksgiving.
Well, when did that happen?
Right. He need to eat.
Bree, when did that happen?
Bree, when have you ever awakened to food being cooked first thing in the morning? Come on, girl. Come on, baby girl. You know.
It must
Come
be
on
a
now.
Tradition y'all done made in y'all house, Bree. Is
Although,
that somebody else's
game? That's like I should put that food in the oven before I came out here.
Is that somebody else? Is that somebody else's tradition on this thing? If that's your, maybe I missed that.
Right. Oh, I didn't even realize Bree was in there. Yes, he's talking about yes. He's never been trick or treat. I didn't even realize Bree was on.
What's going on, Jace Mace?
Great morning, Gigi's baby boy. Yes. That's funny. One says one of her favorite songs. Wow, okay. Awesome. So, yeah. So, we're going to the phone lines now?
Oh, yeah. I got to call up my mama. So, let me give y'all a little background on my mom and dad, right? So, you know, one of the things that we do for our parents is, you know, my dad is that person. Like, he's old. He's a country guy, right? And if he stops moving, it's going to be a wreck. He just loves to move, right? I've never really known my dad to, I've never really known my dad to really work for anybody. He always had his own business.
Right, that was my dad too.
Right.
That's
always,
why
you know,
we wasn't
that's why we're entrepreneurs, right? We've been psychologically unemployed for a long time. So we were raised with that house, but he never worked for anybody.
My dad was a boss.
Right.
Not a boss.
Her dad had a liquor store.
Right.
He had a barbershop.
He owned the block.
Old school entrepreneurs here, you know. My dad owned a grocery store. My dad would fix cars, rebuild them. He would do roofs on people's houses, and he would build. He was just very he was that person that loved to get out and do things.
He was
some of
to
y'all
get you to do that stuff.
Yeah, I was with him.
But Nate was a pretty boy. So
I was with him. You know, I was with him handing him tools and on them roofs, you know, handing him nails and, you know, putting stuff on, you know, when I was out of school on those days and stuff like that. But you know, I would go down to his grocery store, and I know the trucks come in. I help, you know, the trucks, and we help put stuff on shelves, you know, and this and that. But it was a great experience when you really think back on it now. Then you was like, man, I just want to hang out with my dad, you know. So you was like, I'm cool, you know, I hang out with him. But he's always his own grind, you know. So as kids, you know, our parents gave us so much. And Pam can say, you know, the same for her parents. Her parents, you know, afforded her a lot of different things growing up, education, or, you know, they afforded her, you know, and both of us, they afforded us, you know, an education on life as a whole, right?
So that's why we had to struggle once we got older.
Right. That's why we had to struggle
once
we got older.
I didn't know struggle as a kid.
Right. Exactly.
I was like, what is this?
So it's good, but
why?
So you know, I see my mom work for she was a housekeeper once before. I've seen that. But for the most part, she's always been home. And now she's that person that just, wherever my dad is, she goes and they do everything together. So our, you know, the siblings, because they've all given to us so much, we just make sure the thing is taken care of for them. We'll go and we deposit money into their account, or, you know, we make sure that all the bills are paid. You know, my dad loves to make things, do things with his hands. So he has this little furniture shop, right? And they go down to that furniture shop every day because they don't want to just sit at home, do nothing. And my mom and dad's like 74, 75 years old, right? So they don't want to really sit at home and just recline back and do nothing. So we just make sure that they're care of, and they can still go do what they want to do. They don't really want to move out of the house that they're in. You know, that was our childhood home,
right?
You know, and the whole nine. So, you know, my dad is a lot like me. My dad's not the type of person that wants to, he ain't get ready to converse with you a lot. As a matter of fact, you've been on the phone with me before, and I've said, okay, I'm tired of talking to you now. It's time to hang up, right? My dad does the same thing, right? My dad's like, look, I'm tired of talking now, but I gotta go, you know. But his mom, me and my mama have a conversation for two hours,
right,
you know, at a time, you know. So, but she's funny. She has some funny political views, and she watches the news all the time, right? So I'm trying to debate on whether I'm going to tell her that she's on the radio or not when I call her, but I don't know. We're going to see. So let's see if I can get my mom on the line here today.
It would be interesting.
Appreciate that. So.
Wow, you had the mic.
Oh, look.
Dang, that's crazy.
I just called him up. Look, you can't see it. Mom and dad are calling me right now.
They're calling him. Wow.
They're calling me right now. See? It's funny. Look.
Thoughts become things.
Isn't that funny? Man, that's amazing. But I'm not going to answer their call. I'm going to get ready to call them back in a minute. They're probably calling me to say Happy Thanksgiving, right? And my mom will get sensitive. She'll be like, well, I called you the other day. Working. You know? So that's how she does. She tried to put that that Jedi mind trick, that sympathy trick on you. So let's do this. Let's see if I can call. I think what was that number that called me? Was that the house number?
Yeah, wait. That's the house number.
Oh, don't call them back. Let's see. What's the house number?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right. Let's see. I don't call it that much.
I can dial it.
Want
me to dial it?
No, I'm dial it on the radio.
I mean, I know it. You don't know it. How you don't know your mama?
I do. 7222 something.
I can't. Dang, you just made me
863. Come on.
I got it.
I know it. I'm the one coming through in the clutch.
Because that's what happens when you talk trash to people.
Right.
I know that number like the back of my hand, and you just made me have a brain cramp.
All right, so we're calling. Morning. At home.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
When you want to play recording.
Hello? All right, so did we just get voicemail? Hold on.
No.
Hello? All right, so we got voicemail. Let's do this.
I thought I heard mom's voice.
No, that was
See, they sending you the voicemail. That's what you get.
I'm going to dial them right back. I'm going to serial call them.
For not answering their call. So let's send this.
I can't do that, Liz. They don't know how to do that.
I don't let you do that.
I don't think that was.
Not the other child that would answer. That's funny. They said they not.
Hello. All right, so that means she's on the phone. So then go to the...
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
Is that... She might not...
Hold on. I'm going to call my dad's phone. Hold on one sec.
That's what you get for not answering their phone call. They might be looking at this like, who is this?
Oh, yeah, they may
You're
be.
You're not calling from your regular phone number.
Hold on, watch this. That's right, because they got the big screen in the living room.
That
and when you call them, it tells you call
like
it on the thing.
Talk radio.
Right, I'm like, who the hell is this? They were recording?
Right. Who is calling talk radio?
Let's see. Let me tell them I got to call them from another number. Watch this.
That's funny. They don't answer now, then. Oh, that's your fault. See what happens. Oh, you know what? Try to sell, because you know you don't. Do you know where they at?
Hold on. Well, that was the home number that they called from. Y'all hang in there, man. Oh, hang in there.
Oh, what?
I know people on. Let's try this number here.
They don't want to talk to you anymore. That's what happens when you don't do what you're supposed to do.
They're mad at me now.
Right? So anyway, guys, my Nate is on the phone. Let me see. Get Tom on the phone. Come back and see what's going on Facebook.
Hey, Pop.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, you at home? You at home?
Then you just dial the whole
phone. Oh, okay. I got to call you from another number because this phone about to really go dead. So did you see a strange number just come up? On your thing.
Apparently.
Yeah, I'm gonna call you on that number right quick, okay? All right, answer that one. All right, bye bye. Okay, I'm gonna call the house phone. All right, bye bye.
It's called the prank gone bad, y'all. But see what happened when you try to be ugly on that.
I love it. I had the rest. You hit the nail on the head though. My dad don't recognize the number. He be like, I don't know who that is.
Right.
I don't want to talk to them. That's how I do too. Don't never call me from a private number or unknown. You won't get me on the phone. I'm going to tell you right now. This don't happen.
Oh, God.
All right. Here we go.
That's too bad.
Hello.
Hey, mama.
Hey, you in the Bronx, New York?
Yeah, we in the Bronx. It's cold up
here. You really are in the Bronx.
Yeah, it's cold, mama. We came down here.
Yeah.
We came down here to get some of this snow they have down here.
Oh, okay, okay. I say no. I don't know nobody in the Bronx, New York, when that came up there. I believe y'all lying to me.
We're at home. We're sitting out here around the pool right now.
Oh, okay. I know y'all lying.
Laughing.
That's me, Pam. Mom. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Pammy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
All right, so Mama, here's the deal.
Okay.
Well, you know we love you. You know we love you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we know that. We know that.
Yeah, yeah. So we get ready to move to Canada in like 2 months.
You're kidding me, aren't you?
Why are you laughing?
Because you're kidding me.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, so Mama, here's the deal. Real talk. So you know I got this. You know I got this radio show, right?
No, I don't.
You know I have a radio show, Mama.
Y'all ain't told me nothing about no radio show.
So here's the deal. You're on the radio show right now. Okay?
Oh, come on now.
So people around the world can hear you right now. Right now,
I am hanging up my phone.
You can't hang up because if you hang up,
yes, I can. Yes, I can too.
It's going to make me look real bad, Mom, if you hang up. You got to help me out here. Come on, Mom.
I can't help you out. I'm going to put your daddy on the phone. Let him be on the live show.
But you don't love me, Mama.
Yeah, you talk to your son. He on live
Mama,
radio
we
show. He said,
you, Mama. Mama, I just want to tell you, Mama.
Say what now? Hello?
Man, what's wrong with her?
Huh?
I told her that she was on the radio and she didn't want to talk.
Well, y'all wait a minute. I can't. Huh?
I told her that she was on the radio. I told her that when she's dialing, she's on the radio, and she don't want to talk now. So this girl is on the radio.
I can't hear. He can't. She don't want to talk on live radio.
No, I
showed up. What, you on live radio now?
Yeah, I'm on live radio. People around the world can hear you guys right now.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing around the world? This is Nathan McCray Sr. My son got me on live radio. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. If you need, we got a GoFundMe page. If you need it, just, you know, give me a holler or anything you want to do. We can get you in touch with whoever you want to get in touch with. You get in touch with me anytime through my son, Nathan McCray Jr., or his wife, Pamela McCray Jr. You can get in touch with us. And, you know, anything you got, you want to send this away or anything, throw this away. We ain't bashful and we ain't proud or nothing like that. Just any old thing. Anyway, how y'all doing out there in the Bronx today? Is it cool? Man, we in sunny Florida. We got 76 degrees. Huh? Say what? No, I don't want to come to the Bronx. I don't want to come to New York. Last time I was in New York, they kept me there a whole week one night. Uh-uh.
Here's what I want to know, Dad. I want Mom to get on too. But here's what I want to know. We're having a special Thanksgiving show, a broadcast, and you know people are saying what they're thankful for, you know, and you know
okay.
we got people right now around the world on.
Wait a minute, Sugar. Wait a minute, I can't hear. Huh?
Wait a minute, Sugar. Hold on. We want people to hear, you know, what you're thankful for today.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you on live talk radio and you want Mama to.
Uh-huh.
She ain't going to be on there. She don't want to talk. on live radio. No.
I
can't say what now? Hello?
We're here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear?
So where are you all at? You all in New York?
No, we're in Miami. We're at home. We're at home.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, when you gonna have your live broadcast? What thing that you're thankful for?
We're having it right now.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dad.
Happy Thanksgiving, baby. I was just telling you the most thing I'm thankful for that I ain't got on Thanksgiving. And I was just telling Mom the other night was that lasagna that Pam made. And I'm thankful for that, but I ain't got none this Thanksgiving. Maybe next Thanksgiving I'll have some that I can be thankful for. But today we are just thankful that we are talking to our baby boy and his wife, and we have our baby daughter and her husband here with us at home on this Thanksgiving Day in 2018. We are thankful for that, and we're thankful that we're all in good health and everything. So we just thankful that we got a roof over our head, and we got a turkey in there, some collard greens, some peas, and we're going to have some cornbread and dressing and ham. So we can't complain. We're just thankful. We just thank God for everything that he's blessing us with, and thank him for good children. I thank God for a good wife, and I just ain't got nothing else to say. We just blessed. Blessed and abundantly blessed.
Right.
Anyway, we are a little short on dollars, but you know, if y'all want, huh? Say what?
Go ahead. What'd you say?
I said we're a little short on dollars if anybody wants to send a few this way. But we're thankful, we're blessed.
We're going to get that GoFundMe account open. We're going to get all that taken care of.
All right.
Dad, y'all got a red velvet?
No, baby, don't nobody cook no red velvet. Can't nobody cook them but you, Mama, and Angela. And Mama done retired. So she don't cook red velvet no more. She taught y'all how to cook it, and she just retired on cooking red velvet. Mm-hmm. So.
All right, we're going to bring one.
Did you cook one today?
Awesome. For today, Pam, huh?
Yeah. I'm getting ready to cook it. A few.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have to bring up one day. Christian be up there a lot playing basketball.
I can't hardly hear you. You're breaking up a little bit. Say what now?
I said we'll have to hop on the road and bring y'all one. And a pot of lasagna.
Yeah. I sure will be tickled to death.
Okay.
Huh?
It was great. It was awesome talking to you. Is Mama going to get on and say anything to the people?
No, she ain't going to say nothing.
No, she said she
done
said all
she going to say. See, I should have told her. She wasn't even, I didn't know she was mic shy. I didn't know.
Yeah. She that. She ain't going to get on there and say nothing. But I'll talk up something. I'll talk up something, and I'll talk somebody out of something if they want to listen long enough.
Hey, Pop, look, where's Vanessa?
Vanessa right here.
Get a phone to Vanessa so we can say happy Thanksgiving.
Say happy Thanksgiving. I think they went to McDonald's. I thought they was up there in front. They gone to McDonald's. I thought they was up there in the front. They gone. They got to get something to eat. Got to go take their dog up to McDonald's and feed him.
Yeah, man.
You know, that dog don't eat nothing but McDonald's and Burger King.
Look, I know she must not be there if you're talking about that dog right now.
No, she ain't here. You know I ain't talking about that dog. She been wearing Burger King out lately. Burger King got 10 nuggets for $1. She been wearing Burger King out with them chicken nuggets and that dog.
You know when the dog eat chicken nuggets?
That dog eat chicken nuggets, yeah, as long as they're a dollar. Yeah, chicken 10 for a dollar. That's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But anyhow, no, they went to McDonald's to get some.
Where the dog at? She got it with her?
Yeah, she carried that dog with her.
Oh, she can't leave it there with you, huh?
Yeah, she can leave him, but she's scared because she think I'm going to do him like I did Patty. What that dog, that cat named Shirley. But I didn't do nothing to Shirley. They scared to leave their pets with me. So when they come back, they'll be missing. I'll be out there in the yard just looking at the dog. Come here, Noah. Come here, Noah. Where you at, Noah? Shit, shit, shit. Come here, boy. And the dog don't never come. You know, I took Mike, bought them. Huh?
That's where Nate got it from. All 23 dogs here.
Well, if you know, Mike brought them too big. I tell them, I just open the door and they just leave. I don't take them nowhere. So, you know.
We got a smart one now. You can let her out back.
She's not going nowhere. Okay, there's no fence.
She know where
she
get fed at. Right. I guess she got sense. They stay around here too long. They'll starve to death. They'll go hungry. There don't be nothing laying around down here for them to eat.
Oh, man. All right, Pop. We're going to let you go and enjoy the rest of your Thanksgiving. We appreciate you entertaining us and being real, talking to all of our listeners around the world. It's very, very exciting. Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you.
Yes, love you, Dad.
All right. Love you all, too, babies. And I'll be waiting on that red velvet cake and that lasagna pot anytime. And y'all have a great day and be blessed and be good to somebody else other than yourself. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right.
All right. I got tears running out my eyes.
Look, I'm telling you, we have the conversation is always morphing to something else, man. So that was my dad. And, he's, now y'all see how I am, because that's who I was around, growing up, my life. So.
But I'm for real. In all the 29 years, Dad never told. I never heard that about the dogs. That's where you got it from, like for real. Like, listen, Brianna, where all her dogs went? They all left on
they all
Nate's
ran
watch.
Away. They
on
all,
Nate's watch for
they
real.
All ran
so
away,
now
y'all.
I got it. We had a golden retriever. Dallas was beautiful. Dallas, we left one day. We like, where's Dallas? I don't know. I was outside giving him a bath.
No, Dallas not.
Decided
look,
to take off.
I've
then
owned
there
up
was
to
Maverick.
One that I did.
Maverick, let me tell you, Nate decided he wanted to go get some dirt to fill some holes at night, right? He takes Maverick with him. We never see Maverick again. Maverick ran through the trees, right? Then
I'm going to tell you, look, the two.
Then there was Max.
Hush for them people. All right. Hush. She's just like a snitch. Wait. She's just like a snitch,
then
man.
Then there was Max.
She like one.
All right. Then there was Coco, y'all. Ask Brianna. I don't know.
All right,
how
y'all. Thank
dog.
Y'all for chiming into the
I
grind
know
today.
How Brianna,
it's time to end the show. This has
so
become
this
a travesty. We're going to sign off, man. Thank y'all. We had a great show today.
Because
Pam is loose lips. Because I was weak enough to give in to them.
Man,
we got three dogs in the pit.
Wait a minute.
And who was taking care of?
Before London, we had Jersey, man. Jersey. Jersey gone.
So let me
tell you about Jersey,
yeah,
y'all, for real.
Yeah,
now, Jersey, he revealed himself, okay? Because Jersey, they said, you know what, this time I'm just not going to have this feel. This time I'm just going to get it away. So the dog gets out. Jersey was a little crazy because Jersey wouldn't run the neighborhood. The dog gets out. And so Nate's like, I'm going to go find the dog.
Mm-mm.
So we
called me.
No, find the dog.
No, I did. You called me and say, I'm on my way home from work after a long, hard day of delivering packages. I used to work for Airborne Express, guys. I'm telling y'all, getting in and out of the truck all day long.
Okay, so Jersey got on my nerve that day, okay? He did, right? Because he ran off. So we was looking for him. Nate finds the dog. The dog would always come to the back porch. So Nate finds the dog. So we thinking Nate gonna bring the dog home. What happens? When Nate comes home, we're like, well, where is Jersey?
No, I brought him home.
No, you did not.
I did.
Okay,
no,
but you didn't bring Jersey
in the house. I didn't
bring
house.
Him in the house. Nate decides to drive
brought him
Jersey
on the property
over to a neighborhood several blocks down the street, sees this elderly couple
wait,
walking
back
the dog,
up, back up, back
and then
up,
says,
back up.
Hi, do you want another dog?
Back up, wait.
And
she's not telling the story
Jersey
right.
Away.
She's not
like,
telling
how do
the story
that?
Right. You're not telling my story.
This
see how I see how
we
I sound like I'm the only one being incriminated. So let me tell the story the right way. Bam.
Jersey didn't take his bowls, his toys, none of that. Okay? Now I got it. Thanksgiving.
All right, so let me tell the story the right way. And now, Mr. I don't have a memory to realize what I'm saying, right? Jersey runs out of the house. She calls me up on the way. Can you get find the dog? On the way in, I park the truck, go out and neighbor find the dog. It's a windy day that day. It's going to come back to you. It's a windy day that day.
But who thought you were going to give Jersey away?
Let me tell the story.
We were all mad at
Missy
her.
Talk a lot. Let me tell the story. Okay. Dang, anybody got us some tape? I need some tape.
Go ahead. Your show is
what?
Not it.
No, it's not. So, look. So, here's what happened. Windy day that day. I'm chasing this little schnauzer through the neighborhood. Every time I get close to the dog, he takes off and runs. And he looks back at me, and the wind is blowing the hair off of his mouth, so it looks like he's laughing at me. Every time he takes off running, 10 times, I'm like, come on, Jersey, come on. I go to get him, and he takes off running and looking back at me every time. So I finally get this little dog, put him in the truck, and he thinks that he's going home. Now, he thinks he's going home. Now, here's what happened. He thinks that home is the safe base. He did get out the truck, right? I let him out the truck. He comes and sticks his nose in the corner of the door. Like, just let me in. I know I've been running you around the neighborhood, but it's cool, man. Take a joke, right? So I said, no, you ain't going in there, buddy. You ain't never seen the inside of that house again, right?
How do you do that to us?
So I actually got him, put him back in the truck, right? Put him back in the truck, and then went in the house. Got his food bowl
and his water bowl. What was the name of the other one?
Yeah.
The Airborne Express.
Ain't that the one? No, wait a minute. Ain't that the one? Wait, no. Listen to me.
That, what? Go ahead. I'm listening.
Isn't that the one I took the vote? Didn't I take the vote? That's Jersey, right?
That was Jersey. I think you took a vote, but the kids was kids. Come on, man.
I said,
was
no,
just
you know
playing.
What? I didn't even take Jersey away that
what
day.
What was the one that you put in your Airborne
Express?
But wait,
let me finish one story before we
go. Because we
gotta
go.
I got plenty of time.
But they ready to get back to their Thanksgiving.
Okay, well, let them go. Whoever don't want to be here can go. This is why I don't have Pam on the show. Because she always afraid. What if this? What if that? If y'all want to go, hit the end button. You don't have to be here. I told y'all we got plenty of time, so y'all can go eat something and come back. Okay.
Brie.
So here's
the
thing.
The one that he put in the airport.
Wait. We're gonna rehash that one too. Wait a minute. Hold one sec. So y'all can see the pain that I've been through. So remember, Harris, Jersey came back in the house, and I asked y'all that day. Remember, I said. Who's tired of Jersey?
Jersey did not come back in the house.
Yes,
we
Jersey
thought
did.
That you was getting the
no,
dog.
No.
And we thought that you was
when did
looking
I, do you
for
remember the
dog.
Question I asked Brianna? Help me out, Brianna.
Oh, God.
I said, who's tired of Jersey? Am I right or wrong?
How do you ask 2-year-olds if they're tired of Jersey? Okay. 5, 8.
Here's the problem that I have with Pam McCray. This is the part of Pam McCray that embellishes the truth. This is what I do.
Come on, man. You know we right. was living in that first house. Let me think. The first house in Georgia, Zaria was just born. So you go figure. Zaria is 14. Brianna is now 28. Bree was about 13, 14 years old.
Now.
Right, but I'm saying so Bree was about 13, 14 years old. Christian was about 6.
And you're
right. There's a high and these kids now they look up and their dog no longer is here.
Oh well, but I'm asking you.
They took the dog and just gave the dog to an elderly
couple
walking
down
the street.
That was the end result. Since she don't want to rehash the vote that everybody that we took when I said
Shelby.
I mean, no,
it wasn't Shelby. That was Darren Dawn's dog. What's the one?
Anybody got some chaga that Pam can have? Because she gonna need to take some chaga for her memory.
I put chaga in my.
It's not. You should have took some extra capsules and put them in there because your memory is a little messed up. Okay. So I'm the bad guy, guys, and I'll take
now
it. I'll wear it because I always do what's best for the family, right? We would have had a whole ASPCA farm around here if I don't do what I do, right?
Wait a minute.
The dog.
Remember the one you took away. What was her name? Now that one was crazy.
They were all crazy. That's what y'all don't realize.
Let me tell you, Nate tried to give me
Jazz.
Trying to give me the Jazz. Jazz was like, Jazz jumped out of his Airborne Express truck on the road.
Jumped out. And I turned back around.
That one had some for real issue with chewing up everything in our house, and so we was in agreement on this one, but this one gave him rough and money, and you were trying to give it to the Humane Society, right?
Mm-hmm.
She peed on you and everything, right?
Yeah.
So that one was definitely it was hard, but that one needed a new home.
They all needed a new home. They just don't realize it.
That was a gift.
But I didn't. Here's the thing, though. I'll admit to the ones that I gave
away.
They all
disappeared on your watch.
Well,
you know it, right?
They did. Whether they disappeared on my watch or not, I'm just letting you know that I'm going to own up to the ones that I gave away.
So,
I gave away Jazz to the ASPCA, to the Humane Society, I'm sorry. And she brought it on herself. That dog was peeing on me while I was carrying her. She was, and I'm carrying this dog, and I'm like, I know you're not peeing on me. So I got pee running down my back, right? So she had to go, right? So Paris, whether she remembers it or not, I took a vote. I said, who's tired of Paris? Everybody
raised
their hand.
Paris is right
not
here.
Paris.
Jersey.
Paris.
He's not
she raised. You may be next.
No.
She raised. Everybody raised their hand.
They love him from Paris.
Everybody raised their hand and said, I'm tired of Jersey. Jersey, every time you go to the door, she running out. He running out the door, right? So I took Paris and found the elderly couple
not
that had
Paris,
another.
Paris
I'm sorry,
is
Jersey.
Here.
You may be next.
No.
So I took Jersey, found the elderly couple that had another dog, and I said, would your dog like a friend? And they was like, oh, well, you and we showed them Jersey, and they fell in love with Jersey. And I was like, look, trying to find a good home for Jersey. You just got to be concerned because he runs out. Well, maybe he won't if he has a friend. Are you sure? Yeah, we sure. Gave him Jersey. And see, Jersey was that dog that was never satisfied in the house. He just ripped and ran all the time, right? So got rid of Jersey. And what was the other one? Jazz. Got rid of Jazz.
All the other ones I named. They disappeared.
Now here's the ones I ain't going to take blame for. We had a golden retriever. And Tashani's got a dog.
Dallas.
Looks just like. Why are you yelling at me?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Y'all, let me turn this down so I can put Pam in the headlock. Hold on. So we had a dog named Dallas, and that was Brianna's dog, right? Brianna loved this
they
dog.
They all was her dogs. That's why I don't know why
they
child is not devastated.
Well, she got a dog right now that she's trying to get rid of. But anyway, so Dallas, I'm giving Dallas a bath, and this is the God's honest truth. I'm giving Dallas a bath in the backyard. And this fool takes off and runs. Who does that? Hey, who? If you happy,
Coco.
No, that was Dallas.
I know, but remember Coco.
I remember. Ain't do nothing, Coco. Well, Coco tried to bite me, so he gotta go, right? So Dallas just took off and ran out and didn't come back. I'm like, okay, what do you do? So if you want to be free, I'll start. You free, right? So Coco went down there trying to get him some, and ended up, I went in the fence and got him. I put him outside. He jumped back in. I got him next time and held him. He knew I wasn't going to put him down. He bit at my face. Y'all already know. You don't bite the hand that feeds you, right? So I dropped him on the ground and kicked him, and he ran off, right?
Never saw Coco.
And ain't never seen Coco to me. I told him why he was running and don't come back. he didn't come back, right? So all of this stuff happened. See, and y'all realizing what's happening here because we get all of these dogs, and some of y'all are going to understand what I'm saying. We get all of these dogs. I am the person that takes care of these dogs. Even this one. Give me this one right here.
You don't take care of Paris. Paris is our princess.
Look, Paris may be the princess, but Paris can look in Paris's eyes. Paris knows. Paris knows. There are many times. See, I think about see that. Because if I don't ask them if they fed Paris, some days Paris won't eat, y'all.
No,
she won't eat. Look at her face. Right now, I'd be like, hey,
this dog, let me tell you, Paris has learned how to talk, and she will come, she will sit in Nate's face and just growl, like, for real.
Because
like,
she knows. She knows who takes care, and she knows that I'm the alpha male. She respects that, and she's cool with that, right? We have this understanding. If I can come to the door, and I can whistle, Paris comes right. They go, Paris, you look at them like, what's it? What you want? We have an understanding. Paris knows if I rub her right here, she loves that. She'll fall asleep if you rub her. She's a good dog, right? She can be outside in the back, and she ain't going to just go all down the street. She understands. This is good enough for her. But the other dogs, you're going to need to figure out who you're going to call, right? Figure out who you're going to call.
Call who?
You got to call somebody. You got to call somebody to put them on the show.
Really?
Got that? Yeah.
We got to get to the gym.
So we're going to wrap it up, but you're going to call somebody.
I don't have anybody.
See, this is what happens when you let Pam McCray on the
show. Oh, I got somebody to call.
I got a screen who you call, though.
I got somebody call.
So, guys, you know, the moral of the story
go.
Is,
we can
man,
end on IG. Love you guys.
You know, do your thing. Love y'all on IG. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is a special long show for Thanksgiving, man. Hopefully you guys have been entertained and you learned some things on this show. So, Pam, who you going to call?
Let me pull up this.
Tell me who you gonna show me who you gonna call before I can see.
I got somebody to call. Let's see. Let me show you. Let me pull it up. Here we go. Right here. Dial the number. Dial the number.
No.
Come on.
So. All right. No, hold on. Don't call them. Do them. All right, there you go. Right there. All right. What's his number? That's the time difference.
That's okay.
Okay. All right.
Let's see
what answers. Let's go. What's another guy? I got you. Hold on.
Yeah.
I got it.
Right here.
Is it down there? There we go.
What is all my things? People have on my timeline. People having babies.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
I've got some porn on her timeline.
Oh, God. You got it.
That it? All right.
Is that it?
You don't want to be calling no strangers.
All right.
So, guys, this is Pam's brother.
The other one? On the East Coast?
I was like, I don't know who this is. I know they want some money.
Man.
All right, so you got to find somebody else. Hold on.
Dial the other one.
Hello? Forwarding.
Sorry, you need to be able to change the phone number here.
I bet you
this
one's gonna
answer.
Hold on.
Watch.
Make sure
I hit cancel. Can you hit cancel?
All right.
Okay. We're
gonna call somebody else.
I'm gonna tell you this one's gonna answer. This one's gonna
think it's money.
Okay.
how old is Earl?
Man. 71.
71 and don't look it, man. I mean, hey, you wouldn't
Let's
be able to tell unless I told you guys.
Let's see.
Yes.
You're right. Let's see. I told you. Good morning, man. I help you. Happy Thanksgiving.
See, where the heck are you at? Hello?
I'm in New York. Is that what it say?
Evidently, yeah. Happy
Thanksgiving.
Huh?
Thanksgiving, Brother Long.
Hey, Brother Long, happy Thanksgiving. Y'all just fly all over the place. Nobody know where y'all at, huh? Y'all looking at the parade?
Yeah, all of that.
Cold out here,
but You know what?
What's that?
I love you answer the phone because I knew you was gonna answer the phone with a strange number because you always got money on your mind. So you answer unknown numbers, right?
Oh, shoot. Huh? Coming from New York, somebody might be relocating. Hey, I looked at it first. I said New York. I said, who that this morning?
Hey, Earl, we tried to call Daryl. Daryl was like, who this wants some money? He said, ain't answering that call.
Daryl didn't answer, but I just watched Earl about to answer because he thinks it's somebody ready to buy a house.
There you go. All the time. All the time. What's that?
We got you.
Y'all breaking up.
We got you live on the grind. We got you live on the grind.
You got me live on the grind?
Uh-huh, on the radio show.
Is that right? Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. May everybody have a very thankful and happy Thanksgiving.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. So, you know what? I was telling them. I said, this is my for real. I told them. So, if you wouldn't have answered the phone, you'd have made me look real bad. Because I told them, I said, now this brother about to answer the phone because... Again, he's like the number one real estate agent up there in the ATL. So you always got that money on your mind, that next move on your mind.
Amen. You got to. I mean, if you don't get up and make your own hustle, ain't nobody gonna make it for you.
I know that's right.
So Earl,
Yes, sir.
So we got people around the world listening to the show right now live. You're on Facebook Live. You're on Blog Talk Radio Live right now. And, you know, we were talking about things that you were thankful for, because a lot of times people, they don't pay attention to the small things. They're so concerned about the things that they're trying to get, or they're concerned about what they don't have, and they're not thankful for what they actually have. So we really wanted to hear from you this morning. What is some of the stuff that you're actually thankful for this morning?
Well, when I got up this morning, I always say prayer in the morning when I get up. And the first thing, I thank the Lord, because my family is my support and they're most important to me. And then I'm thankful that there are people out there who are always looking to help somebody else out, because there's always somebody that needs help. You know, and your health. You got to be thankful for your health, because without your health, you don't have the energy to get up to do anything. Small things always matter.
Wow.
So those are some of the things that I'm really, really thankful for today. And the other thing that I'm really thankful for, and I know y'all can feel this, you know, our parents put a lot in us. And I'm thankful that they had the spirit and the willfulness to give us and instill in us the sense of moving forward, not looking back, just keep going forward.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well,
we're
thankful for you too.
Yeah.
Love you, big
bro. Yeah, we love you, man. We love you. We know that you love you all, man, and those are great things to be thankful for, and we know, man, that you're doing some amazing things down there in the real estate arena in Atlanta, Georgia, and you're really doing business.
I be trying.
All over the world. How can the people get in contact with you, Earl, if they want to buy or sell their home?
Well, I got a website that's coming up. It's Earl Mickens at earlmickens.com. My email is earlmickens@gmail.com. And my phone is 404-384-3896. 404-384-3896. And I'm in the Metro Atlanta area.
Yeah, we got a lot of people in the ATL.
Yeah,
cool.
So y'all want a home, or you want to sell your home or purchase a home, a new or existing home, that Earl Mickens, I'll tell you what, when it comes to real estate, he is a veteran. He knows all of the ins and outs.
Right.
He's going to get you the best deal. He's going to get you the best money for your home as well. So, guys, get at Earl Mickens, man. It's been a pleasure
talking to you this morning.
You've
been in real estate, like, how many years?
I'm going into my 30th year.
Wow.
30 years. Wow.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He knows it all. I'm telling y'all right now.
Gotcha.
I've been on that roller coaster ride, and it's been a good one.
Awesome. We're going to put your number in on the chat, but give us your phone number one more time, Earl.
404-384-3896.
Awesome. We're going to drop that in our Facebook live chat here as well. Anybody that knows anybody, accepts referrals as well, knows anybody that needs a home or needs to sell a home there. Earl Mickens is your man, not just in Atlanta, Georgia, but all over the world.
That's right. I have connections. I have connections all over. I can reach out. If you're in Kansas, I can reach out in Kansas and help you. If you're in California, I can reach out in California and help you, and so on.
Right.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, big bro. We appreciate you, man.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love you.
Hey, I love y'all back. Y'all have a great time up there.
All right. Thanks.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
All right. So we gotta make one more quick call.
Who you calling?
Gotta call Paulette.
Let's see if she answers.
My daughter Brianna said, call Aunt Paulette. This ought to be interesting, too. So I was shocked that you didn't call her the first time, but she's always a barrel of laughs.
I know my siblings. Let's see. Paulette, I can't get on my phone. Okay.
This number says Bronx. So let's see.
Okay, I dial her and I get voicemail. So let's just see. So I knew. And my brother Earl got that money and business, and he was going to answer.
All right. So,
that's a hard press one. I'm telling you right now. Watch this.
All right, so I guess it's official.
You hung up. Oh, wait, now I got her voicemail, but it might be that you were down here at the same time. You might be still sleeping. I told you, I can't get her on a normal day. Hey, girl, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. So listen, I'm in New York. My phone about to die. So answer this New York number that's coming up in your phone. Okay. All right, bye-bye.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, girl, you gotta call and tell me that, you know. 'Cause you know, if a name ain't popping up, it ain't getting answered. I said, who this calling me from New York on Thanksgiving Day? How long you gonna be in New York, Pam?
However long you want me here.
Oh. Oh my God! Hold on. You should have told me.
Can we meet your new man?
See, now that is Paulette.
Nate.
Wait, hold on. Check this out. So listen, so Nate is real special, okay? So check this out. We not really in New York. We are live on our radio show, Grind, okay?
You're not in New York?
No, you're not on our radio show, the Grind.
It's a good thing, Nate, you told me that, because I was getting ready to answer Nate. This is live.
I got you, sis.
Oh, my God. Pam, you know. He had me in trouble. You know how I answer, right?
Right. I know how you answer.
That would not have been good.
You are live right now. People around the world can hear you. You on Blog Talk. You're live right now.
You said what? Because you guys are delayed. I hear a delayed reaction. What did you say?
I said Hope said hey, because she's watching the show.
Hey, Hope. Oh, Lord. What?
It was Brianna. She said, call Aunt Paulette. She keeps me laughing, for real.
Oh, my God. Nate almost got me with that question. Man, I was getting ready to launch into a tirade. No, not a tirade. Hey, I don't know who else is listening. Oh, Lord. Oh, Pam, you saved my life. But anyway, so y'all not in New York? Oh. What are y'all doing?
So I was asking, why can't we ask you to a new man? I'm like, is he real? I'm trying to figure out why. What's wrong?
Oh, Nate. So, Nate, what are you saying? What are you saying, Nate, that I'm actually going to sit around my house and make up a man and then tell everybody I'm dating an imaginary man? Who does that? I'm not a mental patient. Yeah. I mean, really, who would do that? Oh, let me see. Let me act like I got a man. Let me see. I'm going to make him 5'10". And give him some hair. What the hell? What?
You got a man until we want to meet him. You were like, hold on.
No. Wait a minute. Because something happened. It's not that he don't exist. It's just that y'all know me. Oh. He exists.
Hey, I just want you to know that we made a collage of all of those pictures and we posted them on our other social media page that we took while we were in Jersey.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. You did. I don't know. Because, Nate, you was taking that just any angle like it didn't even matter. Butt sticking out, then the stomach sticking out. Then it's like, oh my gosh. Okay, so there are. Huh?
We can put you on about 5 different dating sites now, man. You should be getting.
I don't need a dating site. I'm quite capable. Oh my gosh. Well? All
right.
Oh, God.
All right, so Paulette, look, here's the deal. So if people are hearing you around the world right now, I mean, we got people here from Europe, we got people from South Africa, I mean, we got people all over the place listening to you right now. Give us some of the things that you're thankful for on this Thanksgiving Day.
I am thankful first and foremost for family and friends. my family and friends keep me laughing. And I'm just family and friends. Because without that, you really don't have much. I'm telling you. I mean, is that right? Am I right or what? I'm out here now getting ready to pick up some wine for some family and friends. What would I do without? What would you do without them? Think about it. That, family, friends, health, of course. Huh?
Go ahead.
I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for the ability to get up out of bed. I'm thankful, you know, that God has just kept everybody intact this whole year in spite of everything that's going on with this president. I know y'all don't watch the news, but it's terrible. But anyway, you know, it's just, I don't know, I'm just thankful to be here. Thankful for another year. And like I said, most importantly, thankful for family and friends. I'm out here walking now. It's 14 degrees, literally. I'm not even kidding. That's all. When I tell you it was in New York, I'm thinking, no, that can't be possible. Nate, do not do New York in the winter. I know he does not. So anyway, he barely want to do it in the summer, much less 14-degree weather. If Nate came out here on the plane and knew it was 14 degrees, he wouldn't even get off the plane. He would just stay on there until they circle back. Am I right, Nate?
You are absolutely right. You know me well.
Nate was like, they'd be like, get off, sir. He'd be like, no, I'm good. What time y'all turn the back around? Oh, it's cold out here. So, okay, so y'all calling everybody in the family? Y'all hear that wind? While I'm walking, well, I do have a car, but because the you saw the damn car, Nate. Nigga, please. Anyway. I can't hear you. Huh? What? Don't trip me up. I have to beep. Beat me out. But I'm walking because the store is up the street. It's like right on the same block. But if I had known it was really this cold out, okay, I'll stay my little behind, right? I mean, it's so cold, you can't breathe.
Yeah, I was
like,
wow.
Huh?
Wow.
It hurts to breathe, it's so cold. Huh?
Yeah.
I can't hear y'all. I have a thick, heavy wool coat on. I cannot hear you guys.
I'm hearing it up a little bit.
Huh?
Turn your hearing aid up a little bit.
Hearing aid. Hearing aid? Nobody got no damn hearing aid. What are you talking about? You said having your viewers thinking I'm 70. I don't know hearing aid, huh?
You can't be cursing on the radio.
Huh?
My family. Okay.
You said the hearing thing on the phone, huh?
Nate. We ran out of time talking to you, girl. We love you.
Oh. Oh. Can I watch this? Oh, it's on the radio.
You
taped
it?
Oh, I can watch it? Send me the video, Pam. Pam. Send me the video. Okay, well, I can't hear y'all. Don't put this out in the air, in the public. Just send it to me. Okay, love you. Bye.
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 Oh, my. gosh. Okay, that's
all right. All right, y'all. Man, look, we've had fun this morning, man. Hopefully you guys get the understanding. You got to be thankful for what you have, family. Even the family members that make you laugh, the ones that make you cry, be thankful for them. I ain't saying you got to deal with all of them. I'm just saying, be thankful for them. They all bring an interesting dynamic to the family. So man, we love you guys, man. Thank you guys,
yes,
for tuning in this morning on this special long edition of The Grind, man. We got to get out here now.
Show.
Yeah, we got to get out from here and go do a workout. Problem workout. You got to go in there and cook it.
No, I'm going to work out.
You're going to work out.
I'm going to put stuff in the oven.
All right, so we're going to go and do some biceps.
Voila.
Got to work these biceps today and some legs because we're not working out tomorrow. So bless you guys, man. I'm going to play a song for y'all before we leave out of here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Love
Thanksgiving.
You guys. Thanks for tuning in with us today.
Yeah, this is one right here.
Oh, that was hilarious. It's nothing like laughing, for real.